Welcome to the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. This is the place where we help committed couples who want to level up their marriage experience newfound clarity, hope, and confidence. We're Matthew and Kim, co-hosts and husband and wife.
In 26 years together, we've seen a lot and never thought it could be as good as it is right now. We're here to help you successfully navigate the messy, dirty, and wonderful world of marriage.
We believe all couples deserve and are capable of experiencing an extraordinary and fulfilling marriage. And each week, we're bringing you life lessons from real-life successful couples to help you grow and strengthen your relationship.
We'll get started right after this message. If you want to learn how to experience the best, most fulfilling year of your marriage, we invite you to order Matthew's new book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. You can get it at Amazon.com or visit Matthew's website, www.matthewphoffman.com. Again, that's Amazon.com or www.matthewphoffman.com. And now, back to the show. Welcome back to the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. Today, we're excited to bring to you an amazing couple, Sam Cloward and Jose Cabranes. Sam and Jose are happily married and devoted dog dads living in Central Florida. They are co-owners of their own business, J. Cabranes Photography. This fun-loving duo love to travel and explore. Both Sam and Jose were inspired by their teachers to be living examples of love, kindness, and compassion. Together, they show the world what a happily married gay couple can look like. Catch their adventures through their vlog, Welcome to Sam Jose, and on their Instagram and YouTube channels.
In today's recap edition episode, Kim and I will share our key takeaways from our interview with this dynamic couple. We'll break down concepts, relationship qualities, and key pillar points that they've used to build their rock-solid relationship that will stand the test of time. We are excited to be back here with you on the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. Today, we're doing a recap version, actually, Kimberly. Diane Swain Payne Hoffman, that's her full name. I tease her all the time, mix it up a little bit. We are doing a recap episode today. We've actually, if you see us, yes, we're in Maynard, but we are in Maine, in Maynard. We threw Maynard on the back of Kim's Tahoe and hauled him up here. He's set up. Little cooler weather now, not quite as brutally hot as it was down in Greenville, but we'll be recording and working out of here for the summer. And on this recap for Sam Cloward and Jose Cabranes, a fun couple from our home state of Florida. Been together for almost 6 years, but just newlyweds, as I think they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary not too long ago. So it was fun to talk to them and hear how they've navigated the relationship, dealing with marriage and some of the issues that they've had, because they work together, they have businesses together, they live together. And during COVID, I think that was a bit of a challenge for them, that they had to figure out how to make that dance work.
They're together a lot, and I really believe that they have figured out that rhythm for their relationship, and that's why they're with us. Kick-ass couple, right?
They are a kick-ass couple, and they were really upfront with us and candid, mm-hmm. had great things to share. And, you know, we always kind of start our podcast very similarly. Kim has a great question about grandpa being in our bones and looking back. And we try to find out how a couple experienced love in their families of origin growing up. And I think it was fun to tell us a little bit about what did you learn about Sam's background and his family experience?
Sam was one of five, so a large family, lots of siblings. But he came from a really wonderful childhood. It sounds like his parents were very loving and affectionate towards each other. So they were great role models. And they were also very supportive and engaging with their children. Home was always a safe space. And not everyone can say that. So I feel like he really had a great upbringing, and he saw a lot of acts of love and chivalry which his dad expressed to his mom. And he said, you know, those are some of the same things that I want to have in my relationship. And he's implemented those. Those are important to him. And so he's brought that to his relationship with Jose.
Yeah, I think he made the comment. I think Jose said, hey, he even will open the door for me sometimes. There's those small tender acts. And I think that, you know, chivalry doesn't really have to only be, Kim, of a man to a woman. It can be a woman to a man, a guy to a guy, a woman to a woman. It means you're standing up for them and doing something to express love, respect, deference, or putting them first. And I think if you don't have any rituals or traditions or phrases or words in your relationship that just let your spouse know how you feel and care about them. There's a chapter in my book, Kick-Ass Husband, called As You Wish. And I don't know if you guys are movie buffs, but there's a great old film called The Princess Bride. And there, it's about a prince and a princess, kind of a comedy with a lot of characters that are no longer present in the movies. But one of the things the prince says to this woman, Princess Buttercup, is when she asks him to do something, he says, as you wish. And she just gets blushing and smiling, and he does it because it's his joy, his pleasure to do it. So it's kind of an inside joke. Whenever Kim would ask me, hey, would you mind or could you please, if it's in a text or a phone call or a conversation, I lovingly smile and say, as you wish. And she laughs because she knows it's a reference back to that film. So if you don't have any of those things for you in your relationship, I'd encourage you to have some fun with it. And how can you each step out and do things like Jose and Sam and show that chivalry, that love, that deference, and that care? And it was fun to see that they've figured that out on their own and they're doing something in that nature.
Yeah, I agree. I think another thing that stood out to me is that Sam expressed that they are really committed to each other, and they're also committed to their personal goals as well. And they want to balance themselves as individuals as well as a couple, which I believe is so important. They hold each other accountable and they are very open and honest with each other. If one of them has set a certain goal and they notice that the other is sort of maybe going off of that path or has maybe dwindled in their commitment to their goal, they're really open and honest about saying, hey, are you still on that path? Is this something that's still important to you? How can I support you in that? I've noticed, you know, X, Y, Z.
Yeah. That's a great, I agree with you on that. And it's important because in our relationship, we each have individual goals, but then we have goals for the relationship. And I don't remember, I think it was Sam who said, if something's really important to him, then it's my dream too. And I've got to help him achieve what he wants to achieve because it wins for both of us. And I think he talked about, you know, if something is just not that important to me and it's important to him, I'm willing to agree to do it because it allows him to achieve something that he holds dear. And so I think kind of figuring out what are those things that your partner and your spouse holds dear, what's important to them. It may be meaningless to you. However, if it's important to them, it's got to be important to you too. Because if we don't value our partner's goals and what's important to them, we really drift apart.
Sure. And I also loved it when they expressed their willingness to also adjust to seasons in life. Because as we all know, we can have a 5-year plan, which I think is wonderful and gives us a goal in a path to sort of stay on. However, life is crazy and it can throw curveballs at us and things we're not prepared for. And they're willing to adjust to those things, recognize them, and then adjust to them. And not everyone is able to do that in their relationship. Some people are really derailed by those, you know, curveballs.
By changes, right? Sure. I mean, we have to all be Minutemen and respond. I think Sam says, I may be doing something or focused and working hard, but if I get the message overtly, or I kind of intuit that Jose needs me, I've got to drop what I'm doing and go be a support to him because that's what's needed in the moment. And it's that I loved their willingness to be selfless and take the time to be there for somebody else. So that it's not about just being successful and achieving a dream. That's important, but we all have seasons. And he said, gosh, if Jose is having a really down week, he says, I've got to tighten up and know that I need to be there for him and be strong. And he goes, because I know it's going to happen to me too in another season.
Sure. And that just goes right back to prioritizing each other in the relationship, because there is always going to be give and take. There are going to be times when I'm down and having a really rough day, but you recognize and notice and come in and really try to help support me or do whatever you can to take whatever burdens I may be having in that day, just to make them lighter, to try to help, you know, take on some of that. And they do that for each other. And I think that, you know, they run a business together. They, you know, love traveling together. They spend a lot of time together. But outside of that, they continue to prioritize their relationship by making sure that they have really special and quality time with each other as well.
When it comes to creating a kick-ass marriage, do you ever wonder what you could be doing better? Have you ever thought how helpful it would be to be a part of a like-minded community of other imperfect couples who want to level up in their number one relationship? Come visit Kick-Ass Couples Nation, where you can talk with people just like you who are looking for ways to invest in and increase their joy, commitment, and fulfillment in their most important human relationship. You'll have access to a team of licensed marriage therapists, coaches, articles, podcasts, live webinars, and more. Just visit MatthewPHoffman.com so you can learn more about a community that's ready to help you level up. That's MatthewPHoffman.com so you can become of the growing Kick-Ass Couples Nation right now.
You know, that's kind of a recurring theme, isn't it? I mean, everybody, it's really time, and you've got to have that time together to invest into a relationship and build the friendship system. And I think that one of the reasons that they have such a strong relationship is they worked really hard to build the friendship system. And if you've done that first, if your partner is your best friend and you love to be with them and you appreciate who they are because of the kind of person that they are, you're developing those bonds that make it so easy to navigate all the challenges that might come up in your work life, your family life, in your relationship, or from outside pressures. And I think that's kind of a great inoculation against any of those challenges that want to come in and rear their head and try to derail the relationship.
Yeah, I agree. I love also that they do a really great job of, again, expressing the love and appreciation for each other. And they, you know, are just candid, open, honest. Conflicts arise, they nip it in the bud right away. They're really on top of managing their relationship really well.
And I think, Kim, that leads to really communication. I think they've got strong communication in the relationship. And I think Jose talked about they used to really avoid tough conversations, kind of how he was raised. And he said, you know, I've learned that I have to tackle the small things right away and remove the emotions and really think about kind of the facts and what's going on. And I think the reason that they communicate so well is because they do a great job of prioritizing each other. Like you were saying, they want to know and make sure that the needs are known and that they're being met. And if there's a problem or an issue, they want to create the quality communication so they can get to the root of it, eliminate it, and move forward. And I think that communication and having the tough conversations without the emotion, right? Because when we get emotional and we have a charged conversation, you say things you regret, you may say things you don't mean, and you're really ruled by emotion instead of the facts. And one of the habits that they do and a lot of other successful couples is they take time. They say, you know what? Let's come back and revisit it when the emotion is gone and we can have clearer heads and we've thought about it. And most of the time, they don't even remember what the issue was or maybe what the argument was, and they're able to be more effective. And so, you know, it's kind of like when you talk about prioritization and how important that is, when was the last time you asked your partner or spouse, how well am I doing at prioritizing you and your needs? And that one simple question is going to give you immediate and direct feedback on either you're doing well or if you're doing well and there's opportunities for improvement, and what you can be doing in the relationship to better address what your partner needs from you. And I think they do a great job of that.
And if you're going to ask that question, you have to be willing to take action after you have gotten some constructive feedback, because it's all about us being loved and appreciated and respected the way that that suits us best. It's about our own personal love language.
It is. We all like to be loved differently, sometimes the same. Kim and I both love physical touch. I probably like it more than she does, but she appreciates it too. But words of affirmation and acts of service are in there too. But you want to make sure that what lights your partner up, that you're able to do that. And that's also the way you love them, but really their needs, like number one need. You and I had we came up with a question a while ago. How well am I doing at meeting your number one need right now? And it could be in the moment. It could be the day. It could be this month. It could be this quarter at work. It might be this year with a goal you have. It could take shape in so many different forms. I think really having that and being willing, like you said, to take the feedback. And when you get and it may not always be good, but being willing to take action and get ahead in the right direction.
Well, and if I love you and I care about you, I should really want to know that answer to that question, right? And so that I can act on it, so that I can support you.
And if you have a strong commitment in the relationship, the fear can be taken away. Because if we're committed to each other and we know there's no plan B, when there's an issue, you're not worried if it's going to have a relationship ending or damaging power, but it's just an opportunity to get feedback. It's an invitation for improvement, right?
Yeah, it's hard to be vulnerable, and we recognize that. But I feel the more you practice vulnerability and the more you're able to talk about what your needs are and how you're feeling, I think the better it makes your relationship. It builds trust, and it builds, I think, a lot of intimacy within the relationship.
No doubt. I think you said it. You said it well. And thinking about these two and their relationship, they didn't have a lot of conflicts, Kim. Mm-hmm. They said there's not a lot of big issues. And I think that a kind of on a recurring theme that we've heard is they don't let it escalate. They handle things as they come up. They don't give it oxygen. They identify, address, and seek understanding. So what's the issue? Let's address it. Let's talk about it in the right way for both of us. And then let's find understanding of why you feel that way. And if there's anything I can do to change that or support your desired direction, and then let's move on. Mm-hmm. They weren't people that are keeping score or, you know, holding a grudge. And I think that's critical to be successful in resolving those issues or disagreements that might arise.
Sure. And I think the other, the last thing that I really noted in this interview was how much they enjoy fun and humor, how important that is to their relationship. And not enough of us, I believe, bring fun and humor into our relationship. And it really does, I believe, help. I think it helps to lighten tough moments. I also think it's important for intimacy to have fun and to play together. And I love that what's important to them is spending their extra income on fun and in experiential things. And so I think that's just a good reminder to all of our listeners to bring fun and humor and play and all of that great stuff into our relationship.
And experiences too. I think you and I are on the same page. We would much rather have experiences together, whether it's a date or a new activity or live music, or, you know, it's not about the ring or the clothing. Yeah, or the
I don't
car.
Need the gifts. I just want to do fun things together. Yeah,
because you'll have those memories forever and you remember that, and that builds the fondness and the admiration. And I think that, you know, Jose said he really loves, one of his favorite pillars was appreciation, because he likes to know he's doing things well and that he's valued. And, you know, the Sam said, I don't think there's a day that goes by without expressing love and appreciation for each other. And that just keeps that bond and that connection so tight and together. And I think that they are doing that well. They're newlyweds. And so, they had a strong friendship system coming in to this, but they're young in their relationship, certainly young in their marriage, but I think they've got a lot of the foundational things that they need for success.
Yeah, they do a great job of filling each other's emotional bank account. They make those deposits on a daily basis, so they've got it going on.
They do, and there's always going to be withdrawals because we're not perfect and we make mistakes. And, you know, we want to remind everybody that if we have this Kick-Ass Couples podcast, but our primary business for at MatthewPHoffman.com is Kick-Ass Couples Nation. And we have an incredible community of like-minded individuals that want to deepen and strengthen their number one relationship. We have a team of licensed marriage counselors that are ready to work with you. We do webinars twice a month. We have discussions, deep dives. We do behind-the-scenes information. So if you're young in your relationship, or if you're old in your relationship and you want to freshen things up and really make sure that you're in alignment and operating as a high level of satisfaction and fulfillment as you can, come check us out at Kick-Ass Couples Nation, MatthewPHoffman.com. Love to have you join us. Kick the tires and try it out. And keep listening to us. If you like this podcast, please give us a thumbs up and a rating. And share so others can know that there's a way that they can invest and level up in their number one relationship.
Thanks for listening in.
Remember, happily ever after does not just happen. It's on purpose. We'll see you out there.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. If you like the content of this show, you'll love Matthew's newly released book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. To receive a digital mini book of quotes and images from the book, all you have to do is rate this show and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Then email us a screenshot of your review at podcast@kickasscouplespodcast.com, and we'll get it over to you right away. Until next time, remember, happily ever after doesn't just happen. It's on purpose.